This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, giving out the gospel wherever folks will stand around and listen, or wherever you stand around and listen. And we are coming here from the studios of the First Baptist Church of Algiers. Some folks say, what do you preach, Pastor? We preach the gospel. We preach Christ died for sinners. And that's what we do day after day. And as we see the world conditions, especially the religious world conditions, I'm moved, my heart's been moved to bring you a series of studies on the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, you don't hear that. You don't hear that on your local radio station. You hardly ever hear a message on the revelation because folks are afraid. Folks are afraid to get into revelations. It's just, it's God's book. The Lord give it to us, and that's what we're going to do. It's quite lengthy. We have many, many studies now. Pastor Shelton brought a study on this book many years ago, 30, 40 years ago, and I picked up his notes and outlines, and I'm not a scholar. Everybody knows that, and I just bring you what the Lord lays on my heart, but it's thus saith the Lord. So we're going to get started there again today. Or tonight, maybe you hear us at night, maybe up there in Cincinnati in the early morning hours. But let me say here before we get started, wherever you hear me from, would you sit down and write me? Many truckers write me, and I asked you, you old 18-wheeler driver, would you stop somewhere to rest there and write me a little note, a card or something? And I'll give you my mailing address. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. So let's get started in our study. We're looking there in the Revelation. And the Lord had named those, John had named those seven local New Testament churches, Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamos and Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea. And he was the pastor of the church there at Ephesus. When John turned around, he saw one like unto the Son of Man standing in the midst of seven golden sticks, or a better translation would be lampstands. In the 20th verse, he says that the seven lampstands or seven candlesticks which John saw are the seven churches. Here is set forth God's idea of what the church ought to be. John said he saw seven golden lampstands. Gold is a precious metal which shows how God values his people. The world and unsaved religionists may call born-again ones God's children a bunch of cranks and crackpots. That's what they call the Old Trailblazer. Folks write me and call me an old crackpot, old speckled bird. They accuse us of being mad that we've gone off on a tangent. But I thank the Lord, I praise the Lord, that to Christ, to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, we are precious in his sight. I was reading in one of the devotions the other day, and one of the old commentators, and he brought out this fact. He's speaking along the line of beggars. We all beggars by coming to Christ. We beg and we ask the Lord to save us. But he said, when we are saved, we're no longer beggars. He said, we're the children of God. You don't, a child don't crawl up in his daddy's lap and beg him for something. He just brings us his needs and his desires. Oh, I've begged before, but my friend, we are children of God now, and we are precious unto the sight of the Lord. We have been redeemed by his blood. We are indwelt by his spirit. To him, to the Lord, we are golden. They are delivered by divine power. Then he looks upon us as complete in himself, precious and glorious. John said that he beheld one like unto the Son of Man. Yes, the vision that John saw was that of the glorified Son of Man. My friend, let me call your attention to this great fact. When the Lord Jesus Christ ascended back to heaven from Mount Olivet, he took up with him his humanity, his resurrected body. And we now have in glory at the right hand of God the man Christ Jesus, according to 1 Timothy 2:5. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he was as the Son of Man, a prophet. Then as the Son of Man in glory, he's a priest, our high priest, who having been tempted in all points like we are, except He's able to succor those who are tempted. Hebrews 4:15. He is our high priest. When he comes again, he will come as the Son of Man to reign as King. And being the Son of Man, all judgment is committed into his hands according to Acts 17:30-31 and John 5:22. I wish you'd take these notes down and go back and read those verses. I know you can't. You may be getting ready to go to work. You may be out there on the tractor plowing on the back 40. You may be, like I said, in the old 18-wheeler going up Highway I-95 or I-70 across Kansas. Had a man write me last week from over there in Kansas. He said, "Old Trailblazer, I like what you say." Now, let's look a little closer in that 13th verse. And we see how this glorified Son of God, the Son of God, the head of the church, the believer's high priest, was dressed. Let's look there. John saw him clothed with a garment down to the foot and girded about the breast, or the paps, with a golden girdle. The high priest was always girded around the waist, signifying service, but the girdle here was over the shoulder and round the breast, which is the insignia of the office of a judge. As the judge, the glorified Son of God stood in the midst of the churches. Now let's notice the sevenfold glory revealed. Would you listen? Would you take note? We have sevenfold glory revealed. His head and his hairs were like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as they were burned in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Here we have 7 points to which our attention is called. His head, his hair, his eyes, his feet, his voice, his hand, his mouth, and his countenance, or his facial expression. John said when he beheld this glorified Son of God, "I saw his head and his hairs were white like wool, white as snow," which signifies authority and purity. This reminds us of Daniel's vision of the Ancient of Days. We might say it signified age, but yet you cannot couple age with the Eternal One. If we think of him as the Son of Man, it would signify experience and wisdom. But let us not forget that he is risen, exalted, glorified Son of Man, who will stand yonder at the close of the day of grace as judge, is also the Ancient of Days, the Everlasting Father, as well as the Prince of Peace. As we look upon him in majesty standing there in the midst of the churches, we want to fall at his feet and cry, "My Lord and my God, how precious he is to the heart of God's child." And then we're going to look again at what John said. But before we move on, I often bring to my congregation here and to you that we have lost the world, the religious world, has lost the respect for God, the authority of God, and the holy awe, the majesty of God, because Christ has been belittled and brought down to the level of a mere man. Now all we hear is "Sweet Jesus." My friend, the Apostle John here did not call him "Sweet Jesus." No, he called him Lord. His eyes were like a flame of fire. Those gracious eyes had often been dimmed by tears when he spent all night on the mountainside, or when he stood on the side of Lazarus' tomb, or seated there on Mount Olivet, he wept over the city of Jerusalem, or as he wept over individual sinners. We now see them burning as a flame of fire. When our Lord was on earth walking among men, those eyes read the hearts of men, even to their innermost thoughts, and the soldiers could not stand in the gaze of those piercing eyes. Here we see him as he sits as the judge of men, with eyes as a flame of fire, penetrating to the very hearts of men. As they stand before him, realizing there's nothing hid before him. How many times have we saints come into his presence and had those piercing eyes search out, reveal, and make known the secret sins, the hidden thoughts, the corrupt thoughts, laying bare our hearts until we fell before Him confessing all of our sins. How often awakened sinners realize there is nothing hidden from the all-seeing eyes of the Son of God, which leads them to fall at His feet crying for mercy, saying, O God, nothing is hid from Thee. Save me, lest I perish. We see the scripture there, the verse where it says, His eyes run to and fro across the land. It says the heart, the king's heart is in His hand. My friend, we don't serve a tin soldier God. No, we've been duped into believing over the years by the modernists and the skeptics and the Unitarians that God is Jesus on the side of the road, wringing His hands like a mere man, waiting patiently or impatiently for some poor soul to come along and trust Jesus. That's not the Lord we serve, my friend. God is a great God. His being, we're seeing those things. We're seeing how His eyes were a flame of fire. And we're going to look in our next study as His feet, like unto fine brass. I hope you get these introductory thoughts, my friend. It'll shed more light on the whole of this message or this lesson that we're going to bring you. And it'll tie in with what the Lord says about the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish I could describe His majesty, His love, His grace. I can't do that. I don't have the vocabulary to do it. And I don't pretend to do that. I just bring you what the Lord lays on my heart. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. One day the Lord called me, awakened me. You say, awakened you? Yes, I was asleep in the lap of Satan. Oh, I often describe it when I was a kid out there on the farm. We had an old farmhouse, big old front porch. In the evening, before we went to bed, we'd sit out on the porch where it was cool because we had no air conditioner, no facilities like that. And my mother, I had two or three sisters younger than me, and a couple of them were very young, babies, when I was a preteen. And my mother would sit on the front porch there, an old high-back rocker, and she'd rock one of those babies to sleep. Maybe it'd be nursing the breast, but it would go to sleep there in her lap. And I often describe man by nature just like that baby, asleep, comfortable. Oh, my mother would pat it on the backside if it went to squirming a little bit, and he'd go right on back to sleep. And one of us boys, my brother or myself, go pick it up, big old heavy young, and my mother couldn't hardly handle it, and we'd go put it on the bed. But the Lord awakened me that I was lost. Yes, I was a church member. I was a member of a church. But my friend, I didn't know anything about salvation. I didn't know anything. I just joined the church. Just like if I'd have joined the YMCA or any other club. But the Lord awakened me. You say, how did that happen, Pastor? He sent the Holy Spirit to probe my heart, to stir around my heart. And I'll tell you more about it in our next lesson, maybe. But I hope you'll listen. I hope you'll call across the back fence and tell your friend, old Trailblazer's on over there. Listen. And if you will, write me. I'll send you a log of all these broadcasts, tell you what time will come on in different cities all over the nation. And maybe you have a friend. But if you remember my mailing address, it's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And I hope you will help me with the broadcast, if you will. We hardly ever mention money on this broadcast, but it costs a lot of money to bring these messages. And if you want to hear the gospel go out and see it go out, you help me with the broadcast. Write me and say, Pastor, I'm praying for you. I might not understand and believe you, but I'm praying for you, Trailblazer. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.
This month, Radio Missions is offering a new flash drive containing the original Old Trailblazer broadcasts as presented by Pastor L.R. Shelton in the early days of the ministry. These flash drives contain over 100 historic messages with sound effects. Each flash drive is $15 postpaid. For information, call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658.